Write down, if you will, taking notes if you're studying tonight, oh, that joy. Oh, that joy. Easy for some people, but for most, it's a very difficult thing to stay in that joy. You know, the interesting thing about joy, it's not yours. The Bible says in Galatians 5:22 that it's a fruit of the Spirit. So if it's a fruit of the Spirit, it's not mine. It's His. But guess who's in charge of it? So if it's His and He give it to you, who could take it away? Only me. Because He's not going to take it away. I'm the only one that can mess up that He placed inside of me. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It's funny how the whole, well, it's not funny, it's what the Holy Spirit does. Everything that's been falling in line tonight has been, whatever you're dealing with, count it all joy. Amen. Whatever you're going through, count it all joy. Just to get off my mind what's been going through our day, we had to go to a lawyer. We thought we was going to, possibly we had hope that we was going to pick this lawyer up who was the leading criminal lawyer in the state of Illinois. And because of complications and things, he couldn't take it. So instantly, as we stepped out the door at the office, our first, okay, Lord, what do you got? You got something better? Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that this is not the end. This is not the beginning. This is just part of what we're going through. It'll be okay. It'll be all right. Everything is going to be good. But see, it just as easy could have went the other way if I would have let my mind go where my chatter wanted to go. It's funny how I was good until I stepped out the door and then the chatter really started. And you got to immediately get a hold of, and we've been talking about chatter, and I don't really want to go there, but it seems that's where I'm still going in my teachings. That chatter, and which is that stuff that's going on in your mind that you don't want to hear, that will destroy your joy quicker than anything, and your joy can't really be destroyed. Because it's not yours and it's placed inside you. So you just thank the Lord in every situation. The Word says to be thankful. You know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Like Neil, I thought He was going to give me the apple. But how could I taste it if He's going to keep it in His hand? Exactly. Go, if you will, to John 15:11. You was wanting it too, Jay. Yeah. He said, taste and see that it's good. And then He took it back and He's probably eating it right now. John 15:11. It says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Sounds like to me He's tying that together with the Word itself, because He is the Word. And if He's the one that placed that in me, and He is the Word, then that Word is inside of me. And if that Word's inside of me, He's put that in a place where, you know, there's something going to produce from this. See, if I have a trust in the Lord, if I have faith in the Lord, if I have hope in the Lord, that's going to bring me to a place of joy. As I went over these notes and as I've talked a little bit to Connie about this, you know, bottom line, our life, folks, listen to me. Trust is just the answer to everything that's going on. I don't care what it is. Because, see, if you don't have trust in Him, then you're outside and you're allowing that chatter of anything else. Because if the Word said it, it is true. If He said, I will take care of you, it is true. If He spoke to you on the inside something of your future, then you hang on to that because it is true. And isn't it a lot better to hang on to something that's good that's coming than something that's bad that you don't know that's coming? Your whole life will be better if you grab a hold of and stay on top of what the Word says. See, faith really, that's faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet received, really, not really. You don't, the manifestation doesn't come forth yet. Faith brings joy. You know, the definition of joy is a calm delight. It's not a giddy, squirrely, acting squirrely, laughing, carrying on. That maybe can be a manifestation of it, but Joy is just coming to that place of just relaxing in Him. Joy is that place of brings that calm delight, that trusting, that peace that you have, that following His voice. That when you, has anybody noticed that when you follow His voice, there is a peace that's with it all the time? No matter what you're going through or what's taking place in your life, if you follow that joy, then that peace is going to be there. Then it doesn't matter. You know, I continually stand on the scripture that says, this is nothing but a vapor. Poof. Because when I'm going through something that I'm thinking, come on, this is not fair, this is not right, this is going on forever, come on, Lord. Nobody else talks like that to the Lord, I guess. You're all looking at me like, who talks like that? Well, I do. He reminds me that the scripture says that an eternity is a long time, and it's not what you're going through, folks, it's how you go through it. I got to repeat it, somebody needs to hear this. He would not ever allow you to be in it if He didn't know you could go through it. Get that in you. He would never allow you to be in it. I'm talking you would not even be around it. You would not be a part of it. You would not be in it if He did not know you was going to go through it. Because He plainly says, if I knew you couldn't go through it, you would never even know it was going on. So if you're in it right now, you'll go through it. But you got to go through it with joy. You got to go through it with thanksgiving. You got to go through it with this mindset that I have to have, that this is only going to be a little while. Even though it seems like forever sometimes, it's only going to be a little while. And then I have an eternity. I got this bucket list of things I'm going to be doing. But my bucket list has started on the other side. I enjoyed rock climbing. Well, I can't rock climb now, so I've got a bucket list on the heaven side of rock climbing. I want to drive really fast in a really fast car, but I'm wise enough to know that right now is not a wise time, and I want to do that. Get you a bucket list in heaven. Come on, you old fossil. Some of the stuff you can't do anymore. Have a hope that it's going to be there. Isn't it better to look at that than... I'm not jumping out of a plane at 67. No, but I want to do that. Last time I thought about doing that, I watched a man shoot not open, and I decided I'm not doing that. Maybe that was wisdom. I don't know. But, you know, we've got joy been placed in us. So we've got to understand that we are a carrier. Just like the doctor will say, you're a carrier of the flu, you're a carrier of the virus, you've got the mumps, you've got this, and you're a carrier. You are a carrier of joy. So if you're a carrier of joy, there should be a manifestation of that. When I get the mumps, back in my day, who's had the mumps? There's something that shows you have the mumps. When you've got a cold and your nose is running, don't deny it. You've got a cold. You're carrying the virus or whatever it is that brings the cold. Folks, you are a carrier of joy. So manifest that joy so people can see that you... Everybody smile at me. Come on. Don't fall asleep. Smile at me. You have joy. And if you have joy, then that manifestation should come forth. Folks, if you're hearing His voice, if it's just reading the word, you're hearing His voice. Amen. You've got joy. Amen. You can maintain your joy. If a problem comes up, you just bring up from your spirit man that you've read, that you know will happen. See, that's the thing that intrigues me about this. I know this is the only thing on the face of this earth that is true. Jesus even said, trust no man. So why is it that we put our hope in man? We're all guilty. Everybody's here. Why is it we try to get our fulfillment from our wife or our husband or our kids or our job? You'll never get it. They will always let you down. But this word will never, ever let you down. This is where your joy is at. This is where your faith is at. This is where your trust is at. He said, but I haven't seen some of this stuff yet. But you will. It's a guarantee. And if you don't see it here, you will see it there. Many in the faith chapter in Hebrews says that they believed and never received here on this earth. But they have got it now, it says. Basically, it's on the other side. You say, but I want it now. Well, yeah, you want a lot of things. And there's lots of things I'd like to see straightened out in our life. But it's not happening right now. So why should I let that steal the joy that I have? Because I'm the only one that can get rid of my joy. He's not going to take that joy away. We read the scripture. It's our weekly scripture. He does not change. So how could he remove my joy? He doesn't make me sad. He only makes me glad. You say, well, what about those times you feel bad? You're allowing your emotions to pull you down, and you're allowing your joy to be pulled in instead of your joy showing up like the mumps. Simple, but deep. Listen, you have it in you. When you go to work, why do you start from the moment you wake up complaining about having to work? You are setting the stage for your day to be bad. Instead of getting up and saying, Lord, what have you got for me today? I'm going with the power of the joy that you placed inside of me. That joy, the joy of the Lord, it says in Nehemiah, is my strength. It's that place where I get where I'm supposed to get. You know, if you know his word, you can't help but have joy. I'm telling you, I would have already shut it down if this word wasn't in my life. I'd been gone. I know. I'm not going through this. Well, yeah, I am. Well, why are you going through this? Because that's just life. I'm kind of excited because the Lord thinks enough of me to let me walk through what I'm going through in life. He obviously thinks that I'm pretty tough. I may look like a wimp sometimes to you all, but I must be tougher than I think I am. Or I wouldn't be going through and getting through and going to go through. It's going to happen. It's the way it is. You know, Proverbs 15:23 says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth. And a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Well, what are you talking about, Pastor? Well, I'm talking about you having the word in your mouth. Because if I've got the word in my mouth, see, listen, your word doesn't have to be word per word. It's just got to be on the good side of life. Speak good, think good. And that is where the joy comes from. That is where life comes from. The word is life. Your words are life to people. When they see you coming, they should just be excited that you've got something. A lot of people don't understand why we're happy, why things are good, because things are good. Lots of times my experience is not good, but that should never dictate where I'm going or what I am. Because I am what this says I am. That's what it says I am. I am. But you know the exciting part is? You am too. You are just what this book says. You're not depressed. You're full of life. You're not sick. Whether you're manifesting sickness or not, that has nothing to do with who you really are. You might just get to go to heaven quicker than the rest of us. Enjoy where you're at. I'll never forget Mom passing away. She was so full of joy and happiness. I mean, making jokes right down to the very end because she was secure in who she was. Had the window open. It was a cold, cold day, probably 40 degrees in her room. And her joke was, leave the window up, we stay better cold. See, that's having such a peace. That's having such a trust. That's the way we should be living every day. It's what the word says, folks. It can't stay. I mean, it's there, but it can't come out if you allow chatter to run your life, if you allow problems in your life to put you in a position, put you in a mindset where you're mad at everybody, where you're mad at the world, where you're mad at circumstance, where you're mad at the situation, where you're mad because basically when you're mad because you don't get your way, there is no joy in a person. How do you have a relationship with someone that is mad? How do you have a relationship with someone that they're just mad because they're not getting their way and things aren't going how they think and it's just not happening like they think? That's where they live. And they don't realize that where they've took their joy out of their countenance and they're yucky to even be around. How many people have you been around where you say, watch out today? You know, that is not the kind of people you want to be around when you have to warn each other how someone is. You go into work and watch out for the boss. He's in a bad mood today. Well, what's his problem? We're supposed to be full of joy. Diane, when she was younger and she ran an eye clinic, and she basically was a general contractor, bought all the equipment and stuff, and then she took all of the staff, and every once a week, I think it was, or every morning, they had a Bible study. Or you didn't work there. Well, they started their morning with joy. They started their morning, and the doctor could not believe how things ran through the day. Well, how do you come to work? If you go with joy, you'll have favor. If you go with joy, people will want to work with you. If you go with the other, people will avoid you. People will say, I'm not working with that person. Anybody out there? But I don't like my job. That has nothing to do with it. I can't tell you the days I haven't liked my job. He said, Pastor, you're a pastor. You're supposed to love your job. You want it? I'm looking at my problems. Well, I finally got something out of it. Hey, the Bible, it's scriptural. Because the Bible says if there's no oxen in the stall, there's no doo-doo. Well, there's oxen in the stall. So there's doo-doo. I love my little dog, but he also goes to the bathroom. Trying to get a point across. Joy. We have got that built into us. It is there. We have got to allow it to be there. And we've got to face every situation. You know, it's okay to be down and catch something for a moment. But you can't let it go any more than a step. Sandy works where we went today, and we hugged her, and Connie's words were, it's just not going to work out or something like that. Well, she was a little, and we turned and walked out the door, and when we stepped on the sidewalk and the door closed, we started praising God. We started saying, it's going to be okay. God has got, listen, if something gets taken away, God has got something better. I'm not just saying that. That's what the word says. So it doesn't matter, folks. So why not let joy come forth? I mean, maturity is just realizing that God's using us, so let's just be used while we're here. Everybody prays, oh God, use me, but nobody wants to be used. I mean, how do you want to be used? Look at the word. You're going to be used. That's exactly what God's going to do. He's going to use you. Luke 6:45 says, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. What's in your heart? What have you kept going in your heart? Well, if you continue with thanksgiving, if you're continually walking in praise, if you're continually walking with the joy that's in there, that is what's going to come out of your mouth as you speak, as you go. No matter what's going on around you, listen, you are not in control. So why not just be okay with everything There's things I don't agree with, but after you've spoke that you don't agree, then you got to be behind. You got to get with them. You got to flow with whatever's going on. You got to let them do the things they got to do, and you got to be there to stand for them. If they fall, you're there because you've been the strength, because you've got joy in you and not griping, grumbling, and complaining, which will take you from the abundance of the heart the wrong direction. It says in 6:47, it says, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. Then it talks about the next couple of scriptures. It's like that person that built the house on sand or built the house on the rock. Well, see, if I build it on that sturdy foundation of Christ, then I'm going to make it through things. If I build it on chatter and I build it on what everybody thought of me and I build it on all that stuff that people swayed by and I build it on fear instead of faith, then I'm building it on sand and it will never make it. But if I'm building it on a solid rock, which is Jesus Christ, he is the cornerstone. We sang about it earlier. He is the cornerstone and he is what I have to go off of. Then there's going to be joy in my heart no matter what's going on. You say, well, what if my husband's a lunatic? What if my wife's crazy? Pray. Because you can't change your spouse. Has anybody here? You haven't changed me either. She tried, and I tried to change her. Oh, did we try? It's not my place. It's not my place to change any of you. My place is just to love you where you live in your crazy world. However you do it, my place is to accept you. My place is to love you, whatever you pick, however you choose. Because my job is not to change you. My job is to share the word and give you seed and then let God change you. And if we could do that in our families, you can live in joy. If you get up every morning wishing your wife or your husband was this way or that way, you might as well quit early. Because you're going to be miserable and you're not going to live in joy and you're just going to be an old grouch. You're going to be one of those that's like, what am I coming home to today? Connie was that way for a while. I mean, I literally, when I turned down the driveway, did not know what I was coming home to. So I just quit coming home. Come on. For a season there, it was like, oh, I got to go home. And then I can remember at the mines when I worked, all these men would never, they would never go home. They would always stop at the tavern. They would always go do something before they went home. Well, for a short season, I understood that because they was going home to what they didn't know they was going home to because their wife was trying to change them and they was trying to change their wife and nobody was happy and everybody was that one you wanted to stay clear of. What do you, woohoo, watch out today. Why not live in joy? Why not allow the Spirit of God that's inside you to move and just take care of you? You know, let faith build a trust that you know he's telling you the truth. See, you've got to know it. I can't make you know it. You've got to know that you know that you know. God has got something good, and whatever's going on, whatever choices other people make, that's between them and God, and my place is just to go, oh, really? Anything I can do to help you go that route? Even though you know that route's the wrong route, our place is to trust God and know that in the midst of, God has got something real good. So why not be joy? I'm going to start whipping you, dudes. Talk to me. Pow! I'm going to get me one of them big whips. Come on. Proverbs 3:5. Everybody knows this scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own, Joyce Meyer's favorite word, stinking thinking. You can't allow the chatter. You've got to trust in the Lord. I mean, bottom line on this that I'm talking about tonight, to stay in that joy, is to trust. Give your, from the time you wake, no, it's even before that because you get up during the middle of the night. Give your 24 hours to the Lord. Just give it to him and just trust whatever goes on, whatever takes place. Now, I'm not talking a flippant, no attitude, whatever happens, happens. No, our place is to pray. Our place is to just walk with the Lord. But when things happen beyond your control, when things happen that maybe you caused, then that's the place you're, all right, Lord, here's what's going on. I trust you. Lord, it doesn't matter what's going on. I trust you. And in that trust, there's got to be joy if you trust. There's that hope of, it's going to be all right. Sometimes you got to push a little bit in your own flesh to get past. I mean, you know, if I wanted to slide this pulpit across, I can stand here and pray all I want. Lord, move that pulpit, move that pulpit, move that pulpit. But I'm sure as I say move that pulpit, he's going to say real quietly, well, then push on it. Come on. I'm so spiritual. Well, see, you get yourself in this mully grub that nothing's happening in your life, then you've got to do something. Well, you've got to keep your joy. You've got to maintain your joy. Chris called right after we went through the situation this morning, and we knew he was going to call. And I said, Chris, it looks like it's not going to work out. He said, Acts 20:24. And I said, really? I said, Chris, what's it say? Go to Acts 20:24. Go to Acts 20:24. None of these things move me, or do I count my life dear to myself so that I may finish my race with joy and minister which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. It's going to be okay. I'm going to finish my race, no matter where my race is at, no matter what I'm going through, no matter whatever's taking place in my life, I'm going to finish that race with joy. I don't care what's going on in your life, folks. Listen to me. You've got to make the decision to keep your joy. Amen. You are the only one that's going to give it up. You're the only one that's going to let it go. You're the only one that can do that. He gives you the joy, so you've got to find these kind of scriptures and have them so deep inside of you that your first response will be, I'm going to finish my race with joy. In other words, you're saying, I trust what God is doing. And then you can just keep backing it up with scriptures like, He's going to give you abundant life. He's going to meet every need you have. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. Well, folks, listen. If nothing ever manifests in your life that you want, you're still living in a place of ecstasy because He is taking care of you. That's why I sometimes wonder, I still struggle with, and I'm not judging if you're there, but how could you not tithe? Just kind of an offshoot here. How could you not tithe when you know what he says about tithing? But see, if you can't tithe, then you probably don't trust anything in here. Because money's all of our problems. Everybody thinks the money you got's yours. Then you don't own the clothes on your back. It's all his. And it's his way of saying, try me in this, because then when you see how exact I am with what you do with that tithe, then you're going to see how exact I'm going to do with every other scripture that is in this word. I would not tithe for nothing. I mean, it's got to happen. It's first. It's not if I got any left over. It's I got to do it first so I'll have some left over. Because it's his. Well, that's the same with this. If he says count it all joy, if he says give thanks in your tribulations, if he says you're going to have tribulation, it's all the same stuff. He's telling you what's going on. So he said, stand on it and know that I'm going to take care of you. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Let me give you the definition for strength in that particular place. a place of safety and protection to take or seek refuge. The joy of the Lord is to seek refuge. The joy of the Lord is to get out of that problem you're going through and get in that place of peace, get in that place of refuge. It's not muscles. Some of us would be in real trouble. Some of you weightlifters would think, boy, you really got the joy of the Lord. No, you got muscles that you've stretched and you've tore and you've hurt yourself and you think that's what makes life. Well, I'm sorry, steroids and that don't make your life. The world has said you look good, but God says that you already look good. Don't kill yourself and put something on you that's going to kill you later. Be fit, but don't have a fit. And with steroids, you'll have a fit. You say, where'd that come from? I have no idea, but it's the truth. My strength, you say, well, you're strong. No, my strength is my refuge. Because listen, I don't care what I go through in life now, I'm going to him. I'm 67, I've went through a lot, I've been ministering here 30 years. We've went through lots of ups and downs. And I have learned through a process of, I learned slow. Can I say it that way? I've learned through a process, my only place to go is him. I have that thought so many times. Dad and Mom was in the Peace Corps years ago, and I was mowing their yard. And I had my little white truck that I had just painted, first time I'd ever learned to be around that kind of stuff. I was mowing with Dad's lawnmower, and a rock flew out in front of his house that he still lives in right now. And rock hit the side of that truck, and my comment was, well, Lord, what are you going to do with your truck? And I realized then, wow, I've grown up a little bit. See, my strength is in the Lord. Don't get me singing. Joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. Connie, the devil doesn't like it. He can sit on attack. I couldn't believe she said that. If the devil doesn't like it, she can sit on attack. Hey, down in my heart. And people on the internet's going, what is going on at Grace Church? Joy. See, we've got to make a decision. I've got 5 minutes to download real quick, so get your computers ready. John 14:16, when you look at that scripture, it says that we have comfort. In the Amplified, it says he's our counselor, he's our helper, he's our intercessor, he's our advocate, he's our strengthener, he's our standby, and he will remain with us forever. That's bottom line, folks. Listen to that still, small voice. That's where your joy's at. Because it's a fruit of the Spirit. And that joy wants to come out. And like the mumps have a manifestation, joy can have a manifestation if you'll let that virus grow. That's a good virus. That's one of them that's going to protect you. It will take care of you. You always put Christ, folks, in the middle of everything that goes on in your life. I mean, as we were going down this morning to the lawyer, we talked and visited and listened to the radio a little bit, but as we were coming into Murfreesboro and as we were finding our parking spot, we were saying, okay, Lord, we need favor. Well, yeah, you're out there, you're saying, well, you didn't get favor. Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, I did. You don't know. I don't know what God's doing. This lawyer could call me tomorrow and say, hey, I want it. I mean, we don't know what God's doing, so my place is not to complain. My place is to go, Lord, we trust you, and we're going to go in, and we're going to be a witness to you, and we're just going to love on this man and move on with life. See, you get up in the morning. You love God. You love people. And you go to bed. Even if the dog don't want you to go to bed yet, you go to bed. You get up in the morning. You love God. And you love people. And you go to bed. You get up in the morning. You love God and you love people and you go to bed. How much better could it be? No matter what you're going through. You say, but I'm battling this and I'm back. Well, that's okay. You still have to get up in the morning. And you might as well love God. And you might as well, if you're sick, you might as well love people that's helping you. Instead of being an old grouch. Or being sick and going to the hospital and being mean to the nurses. Well, how dumb. They didn't give it to you. Get up in the morning, love God, love people, allow the joy of the Lord to be your strength. John 17:23. I want to go there and then we've got to close. I got 2 minutes. We're going to get it in. John 17. Write it down if you can't get there because I want to read it fast. John 17:23. I want to go back up to 22. It says, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them. That's you. That they may be one just as we are one. That's Christ and God. Then he says, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and I have loved them as you have loved me. God loves you as much as God loved Jesus, who we all know he's one, but he wasn't one then as far as humanity. Listen to me. He loves you so much that he placed joy in your heart so that you could show other people the love of God. So listen, it's not what you're going through. It's how you go through it. Get up in the morning, love God, love people, and go to bed. And if you find yourself getting in that habit, you'll find your life changing. And all these things that you want, you'll be doing for other people, and then other people will be doing for you. Let's stand up. We've got 30 seconds to pray. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, you have placed the spirit of joy inside every believer. Father, the world's got a joy, but it's not the same joy that we have. They've got to have things going their way. They've got to be entertained. They've got to be taken care of to have their joy. We know that real joy is that joy you've placed in us, that no matter what we go through in life, we can walk through it in confidence that you're going to take care of us, walk us through it, and we will come out victorious. Father, we love you. Father, right now I'm just speaking to anybody that's going through anything right now that has been devastating them, that right now and tonight, that this seed that's been planted into them is going to change their life, and that joy is going to start manifesting in their life. We thank you, Lord, that you've got everybody. We don't understand how in the world you could do that, but that's because you're God and we're not. We thank you, Father, for what's taking place in our lives, and we trust in you to go out the other side victorious. And we give you the praise, Father, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. If you need prayer for anything, come on up. The elders will be up front.